I'm going to take people on a journey through his life. So we'll talk about his childhood, talk about his great experience of graduating from school at just 15 years old and entering into Morehouse with already the notion that he was going to be a preacher because so many before him and his family had been a minister. And then from there, actually talk about some of the accolades, his marriage, his children, and then really talk about the movement. So what's going to happen there is through this journey, they'll hear periodically me recite in an uncanny way several of his speeches to include We Shall Overcome, I Have a Dream. And, of course, because this represents the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Dr. King, I'll be reciting The Mountaintop, a good portion of that, because that was the speech he gave the night before he lost his life.
What makes this presentation so special? Is it just because it's the 50th anniversary of his assassination?
No, personally, for me, I've been reenacting Dr. King for over 22 years. And so it is significant because this is an anniversary as much as in 5 years ago when we celebrated the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, and I was able to deliver the entire I Have a Dream speech at Delaware State University. And what's so critical is that it's something within me that feels that I have to keep his legacy and his dream alive. And so being able to have this type of platform allows me to be able to do that.
What do you hope to accomplish with this presentation?
I think what happens is that people realize his great sacrifice and all the great things that he did as far as transforming this country. And as we look at what we're dealing with today, from the marches of the young people because of gun violence that we still have with our economy and even within the government, a great person like that was able to transform America to be a better place. And I think even in 2018, we can reflect back on his still relevant words and realize that as we come together as a country and as a people of all races and diversity, we can continue to have the great harmony of what America really represents.
Is this program free, open to the public?
It's free, open to the public. It starts, I believe, at 10:30. Like I said, I'll start out with just some pictures and some stories about Dr. King and then deeply get into the words of Dr. King by reenacting those speeches.
That's fantastic. Anything else about Dr. King that you want to let our listeners know about?
I sure do. I just want everyone to reflect on this great statement that Dr. King said, and I think it goes along with everything that we're seeing happening right now in the country. He made a statement that said that we're all caught in an inescapable network of mutuality tied in a single garment of destiny, and whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. And so the issues that are happening in our communities may be targeted towards one specific sector, but in reality, wherever there's a problem, it's everyone's problem. And so that's what he did. He was able to galvanize people around these common challenges, and together we were able to get solutions. And I believe that we, through a presentation like this and reflecting back on his words, we can still make those realities today.